Today I want to discuss the Tfilot of Pesach, and starting in Simtaf Pei Zayin Se'if Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch says that on Seder night in Eretz Yisrael, just on the first night of Yom Tov, in Chutz La'aretz on the two nights of Yom Tov, Hallel is said in Shul at the end of the Tfilah, with the Bracha before and afterwards. However, the Rama says that our minhag is not to say Hallel. And indeed, this is essentially a machloket between the Ashkenazim and the Sfardim as to whether or not to say Hallel on Seder night. The notion of saying Hallel in Shul on Seder night comes up in Yerushalmi and in the Tosefta, but doesn't appear in the Bavli. Even though, on the face of it, as I said, it's a machloket between Ashkenazim and Sfardim, nevertheless, the minhag of the Vilna Gaon was that one should say Hallel on Seder night in Shul. That's also the practice of the Hasidim and Nusach Sfard. In Sefer Nefesh HaRav, it brings down that Rav Soloveitchik was very firm that if possible, one should say Hallel in Shul on Seder night, and he encouraged his Talmidim, who were Rabbonim, to try and change the minhag in their shuls that Hallel should be said, provided it didn't cause too much of a machloket, even though essentially, minhag Ashkenaz is not to say it. What if a person whose minhag is not to say Hallel is in a shul where they do say Hallel? This is very common in Eretz Yisrael. The overwhelming minhag is to say Hallel with a bracha in shul on Seder night. So a tourist in Eretz Yisrael, what should they do? Rav Moshe Feinstein has the tshuva in Yilkot Moshe, or Chaim Chelet Betzim and Tzadik Dalet, where he says you should definitely say it together with the tzibur, but you shouldn't say the bracha, unless it's going to be obvious that you're not saying the bracha. If it's obvious that you're not saying the bracha, then you should say the bracha so that you're not mishaneh from the minhag. But otherwise, you should say it without saying the bracha. The Shulchan Aruch in Simtaf Pei Zayin Se'if Bet says we don't make kiddush in shul on Seder night, and the Achronim explain that this is because on Seder night, even an ani, even the poorest of people, has four cups of wine to make kiddush for themselves and to drink the Arba Kosot, and therefore it's not necessarily to not necessary to make it in shul. In the next siman, Taf Pei Chet, the Shulchan Aruch discusses the Seder HaTfilah for the daytime. We have full Hallel on the first days of Pesach, only on the first days, not the rest of Hallel. We take out two Sifrei Torah for the Kriyat HaTorah, five Aliyot from the first Torah, and one Aliyah for the Maftir from the second Torah. And then we daven Musaf, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Ve'imaz kin Geshem mikam ve'ilach. We don't mention Tfilah, we don't mention Mashav HaRoch HaMoed HaGeshem in the Amidah from Musaf onwards. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Aleph says that the minhag of the Sfardim is not to say Geshem in Musaf, but the Ashkenazim do say it in the Tfilat Lachash of Musaf, and it's only after they hear the Shliach Tzibur omit it in the Chazarat Hashatz that they don't carry on to say it in Mincha time. And in Simkum Kuf Yud Dalad, the Mishnah Berurah explains that the difference is that Nusach Sfard and the Sfardim, they'll replace Mashiv HaRoch HaMoed HaGeshem with Morit HaTal. So before Musaf, somebody announces Morit HaTal, and everybody says that in their private Amidah. There's nothing to announce for Ashkenazim who don't say it, and therefore we have to leave it till after Musaf, when we notice that it's been missed out, or we have the Tfilat Tal in the Chazarat HaShat, so we know that it's not recited further on in Mincha. Interesting question come up would be if a person comes to shul late, perhaps a woman comes to shul late on first day Pesach, and the Tzibur has already davened Tfilat Tal in Musaf, should she say Mashiv HaRoch HaMoed HaGeshem in Tfilat Shachrit? On the one hand, we could say that Tfilat Shachrit is, we always say Mashiv HaRoch HaMoed HaGeshem in Shachrit. On the other hand, we could say that really, according to Gemara in Masechet Tanit, it seems that it's correct to switch over in the night time. It's only because not everybody's in shul in the night time, so that we do it in Musaf. that question seems to be a little bit unresolved. It's interesting, it's brought down in some places that the minhag amongst some Yiddish community is that they announce Mechal Kel Chaim Bechesed. You can't, the Mishnah Berurah explains, you can't announce not to say Mashiach Ruach, because that seems that we're pushing away HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha of rain. But you can announce Mechal Kel Chaim Bechesed, and then you just carry on as normal. The Shulchan Aruch says that on Pesach, the Nusach in the Tefillah and in Yalev Yavo is Yom Chag HaMatzot HaZeh. The question occurred to me, what if a person by mistake said it's Yom Chag HaPesach HaZeh? Are they Yotzei or not? So Rav Eliashiv addressed this question. It's brought down in Chashukei Chemed, right at the very beginning of Masechet Pesachim, also in the Sefer Ashrei HaIsh. The question is that maybe Chag HaPesach is actually today, Erev Pesach, when we offer up the Korban Pesach, and the rest of the Chag is called Chag HaMatzot, or perhaps, no, Pesach is, the whole of Pesach is called Chag HaPesach as well. It's just in Lashon Chazal, it's called Pesach, in Lashon Mikra, it's called Chag HaMatzot. Rav Eliashiv's view was, b'diavad, if a person said, it's Yom Chag HaPesach HaZeh, one has fulfilled one's obligation, doesn't need to repeat the Tefillah. Ad Kan, wishing everybody Chag Kasher V'Sameach.